Hannah Hester.
Hi, it's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Shavua Tov.
Yeah, Shavua Tov. I don't think there's anybody else on yet.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute until he comes on.
Okay.
Good evening, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, good evening.
Good evening, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutaf Tzadik Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Adar. The Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, the planet of righteousness, the planet of justice. And the Gimel, excuse me, the Kuf, that created the constellation Pisces, the fishes, the Dagim. Together, the Gimel and the Kuf lead us to a very funny picture of a camel or a monkey riding on a camel. Na gibor dorshe yifudcha kevavat shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditav kimmel chasin kadosh birotuvcha nael adata. Betetresh Tzaditav Gimel. Yahid Ge Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. Yahid Geir Amcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimolamet Pe Zion Ku. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsiakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tadiyud Taf. We brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation when we utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. Excuse me. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rahum V'Chanun Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseyahum Wafesha V'Chata'ah V'Nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of this year, 5777, the year of the goat, and some previous years as well. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first one that we will read is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai hinam. The first letters of these words can be parsed into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach. And this translates as appear like brothers. The final letters of these words can be permutated into two Hebrew words. Dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it, separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. We're now going to connect to the year 5776, the year of the pause. And there are two verses that connect with this energy as well. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lahavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kilot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki Halevim Yishre Leval Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. pa dunai o hey wa hey la la hey wa 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 yo la yo a la me hey 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 a ka a re ka ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Ki Bia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. In the year 5775, the year that death was swallowed forever, we have three verses. First we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Excuse me. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavu iyam, asher yitchabe sham vishavtem elai el nahum. Wehalakti iitem wechayim yeshno, baretz vechipasti oto bekol alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 is the year of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liami li Israel untati vishakam ta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu. Bene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. We will now scan the 72 name of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left today, which is the 21st day of Adar, Rabbi Yaakov of Novominsk, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Epstein, Rabbi Eliezer David of Radoshitz, Rabbi Avraham Dov Bar Kahana Shapiro, Rabbi Reuven Grozowski, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Dushinsky, and Rabbi Yeshaya Shimonowitz. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Don't Tonight's class is a Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayikel. This week is a double portion, so we will read one section tonight from the Parasha of Vayikel, and on Thursday night we will read a section from Pikudei. You can find the handout on the Hashem website under the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you click on that and open up the link, you have a list of all of the parashas of the year. Scroll down to the parasha of Vayechel, which is the second to the last in the book of Exodus, the book of Shemot. When you open that up, scroll down until you find section 4. And we will start at Pasuk 43, and we'll also start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Bichuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Ribi Shimon Patach Mi'ala Shamayim Vayerad Mi'asa Ruach Bechaf Nav Mi'tzarar Mayim Besimla Mi'tzarar Hekim Kol Afsei Aretz Ma Shemo Uma Shem Beno Ki Teda Haikira Haokim Na Wekama Samkin Eat Beya Bekola Bekud Shabarihu Eat mar dihu kola, feet mar ma shemo, uma shem beno, ki te da da kucha barichu, ma shemo, yedovad, uma shem beno Yisrael, dikti bani bekori. Yisrael v'haokim na mi'ala shemayim ha'ukmu ha ta Moshe diktiv ve'el Moshe amar alei el Hashem. The translation. Rabbi Shimon opens the discussion with, who has ascended up into heaven and come down again? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name, if you can tell? We explain this verse together with its many interpretations. It is all said about the Holy One, blessed be He, which is all. And we learned, what is His name and what is His Son's name, if you can tell? This is the Holy One, blessed be He. What is His name? Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And the name of His Son? Israel. As is written, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And we already talked about it, and we explained that who has ascended up into heaven refers to Moses, as it is written. And he said to Moses, come up to Hashem. My commentary. Please remember, Moshe is a human being who includes each and every person who is an Israeli. Who went up to heaven is Hashem who came down. Hashem, who is his son, It is Israel, who is there on 10, who is also Moshe, due to the inclusion of all of the members of Israel. Pasuk 44. Dami ala shamayim, da Eliyahu, tikti beya, waya al Eliyahu, basara hashamayim, v'ki hech yakil Eliyahu, l'salka l'shamayim, Ve'akulu shamayim la'yachlin le'misbal afilu garina kechardel ma'migofa de'hai alma v'yat amart v'ya'al Eliyahu basa'ara ha'shamayim. The Camp Translation, another explanation for who has ascended up into the heaven. It speaks about Elijah, of whom it is written, and Elijah went up by a storm of wind. He asks, but how could Elijah go up to the sky? For the sky cannot bear a body of this world, even the size of a mustard seed. Yet you say, and Elijah went up by a storm of wind. My commentary. This pasuk is questioning what is a storm of wind. In my opinion, a storm of wind is a large number of ruach levels of souls. Not as many as Moshe, but a large number. Pasuk 45. Elakim adiat amar vayered Hashem al har Sinai ukti vayavo Moshe betoch heanan vayal el hahar v'ki kudsha v'richu dahawa betura de Sinai Uktivu mare kivod Hashem kaesho kelet perosh hahar ech yakil Moshe l'sal kalagabeya elab Moshe kitivayavo Moshe betoche anan Vayal el hahar, tiyal goy anana, kiman deit labash, bilvusha hakiname, it labash ba anana, vayal bage yevye, begaveya uvanana, Id ki raiv lega be'esha Be'aki l'mikra Ufaki Eliyahu Dikti vayal Eliyahu Basara ha'shamayim De'al b'ha'hiyo Se'ara ve'id labash Veya behahiyo Se'ara v'salik Leila. The translation. And he answers, but this is as you say, and Hashem came down upon Mount Sinai, and Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. Yet the Holy One, blessed be He, was on Mount Sinai, as and it is written. And the sight of the glory of Hashem was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain. How could Moses climb it? But it is written about Moses. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud, and went up into the mountain, meaning that he entered the cloud as if he were donning a garment. And here in the scripture, and he said to Moses, come up to Hashem. He also donned a cloud and entered it. And in the cloud, he approached the fire and could come nearer. So it was with Elijah, as was written. And Elijah went up by a storm of wind, meaning that he was clothed with the storm of wind and went up. My commentary. Every human being wears garments. These two righteous people also wear clouds and storm of wind as garment. What we need to realize, in my opinion, exactly what these terms actually mean. Verse 46. Kadma adia marbei nun toldot di alma ruchachada yehe da yechot li alma biara veit labash begufa vi Eliyahu shemeya uvahu gufa yistalak Vishtalil migufeya, Vishta arbasara, Vagufa din hora, Ahara yisdaman, Leya lehewe, Goy malake vikad yehut, Yid labash. Behahu gufa diyishtar, behahu alma, uvahu gufa, yit chaze litata, uvgufa achara, yit chaze leela, vidaihu raza, Demi ala shamayim vayerad lahawa barnash tisalik lishmaya ruha tileya venachit levatar letata bar Eliyahu tihu Salik leela, winachit letata. The translation. And I found a secret in the book of Adam, which talked about the offspring that would come into the world, that there would be a spirit that would go down to the world to earth and don a body in which name is Elijah. In that body he would quit the world and then remove the body and remain in the storm of wind. And another body of light would present itself before him, that he may go with it among the angels. And then he descends into this world. He would don that body that was left in the other world, namely in the storm of wind. In this body he shall be seen down below. And in that other body of light, he would be seen above. And this is the secret of who has ascended up into heaven and come down again. For there was no man whose spirit would ascend to heaven after the body is gone and come down again later, like Elijah, who went up and came down. The translation? My commentary. Actually, in the next cycle of 7,000 years, there will be more people capable of doing this reality of going up to heaven in a physical body and then being able to return to earth in that same physical body. It has happened to seven people, both men and women who accomplished this. Yet only Elijah who comes down also. Pasuk 47. Da amar mi ala shamayim, da Eliyahu vayerad, da yonah denachat, le'yanuna, goy techome le'imke, yama yonah, mechela, di Eliyahu, Kata Eliyahu, Salik Yonah Nachit, Dashail Nafshaya, Lememat Wadashail Nafshaya, Lememat Ugin Kach Yikre, Ben Amitai, Uktivud Bar Hashem. The translation. Another explanation, who ascended up into heaven refers to Elijah, and came down refers to Jonah. Whom the fish brought down deep into the ocean. Jonah draws from the strength of Elijah, for he had Elijah's spirit. Elijah ascended and Jonah descended. The one wanted to die, and the other wanted to die. That is why Jonah is called the son of Amittai. As says the verse, and that the word of Hashem in your mouth is truth. The Hebrew is emet. My commentary. How do you remember that there are multiple explanations for every verse in the Torah? This pasuk is just reminding us of this truth. Also, the shorash or root for Amittai is emet, truth. There is also a hint to what will become of the halakha. What will become the halakha in the Orthodox tradition? For the modern discussion of assisted suicide, in my opinion. Verse 48. Mitzarer ma'im da Eliyahu, Tzarir tzarora, Demaya be'alma, Pilai nachtu dalahu mitra, Tishmaya besimla, da Eliyahu, techawam maite, adarteya, lemebad nasin, mi asaf ruach, techafnav, da Eliyahu, teachadar ruach, rucha, The translation. Who has bound the waters alludes to Elijah, who knotted the knot of water in the world, and there was no dew nor rain from the sky. In a garment also refers to Elijah, who brought this his mantle when he committed miracles. For he divided, together with Elisha, the Jordan by using his mantle. Who has gathered the wind, or the spirit, in his fists? Refers to Elijah, who brought a spirit of a man back into his body, after he died. My commentary is this pasuk is explaining many different verses, as it unifies these verses. Pasuk 49. Mi hekim kol asei haaretz, da Eliyahu, Kilvatar Ditsarar Mayim. Leo me almitra. Livatar Ahadar. Itsloteya. Leo kim kol alma. Benahit mitra. Pit yahiv mizona. Lekola mashimo. Da Eliyahu, Uma Hashem Beno, Da Eliyahu, Mashimo Kad Salik, Leila Eliyahu, Uma Hashem Beno, Kad Nachit Letata, Beitaved Shalicha, Lemebad Nisin, Eliyahu Shemaya. The translation. Who has established all the ends of the earth refers to Elijah, who after bagging the water in the world and restraining the rain by oath, prayed again, thus reviving the world, so rain and food would be given to everyone. What is his name? Elijah, and what is his son's name? Also Elijah. And he explains, what is his name? When he ascended up, it is Elijah. And what is his son's name? Refers to the time he came down and became a messenger to perform miracles. And his name is Elijah. Commentary. This is a wonderful pasuk that explains another understanding of this verse, of who goes up and comes down, and who is that person's son. It also, in an unwritten commentary, as I was just reading it, I realized that it confirms the Sephardic tradition of naming the son after the father. Pasuk 50.
Divar acher mi ala shemayim daku chabarichu kima diokimna piraza demila mi veha okimna veha kaihu raza dirchika Ila arba sitrin di alma binun yesode kadmae dekola vikuhu talyan behahu atar ila adikre mi kimadit mar.
The translation. Another interpretation. Who, which is the Hebrew word me, has ascended up into heaven, refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, as we have already learned. The secret of it is that the word me is used. We already said that this word is the name of Bina, and the explanation is that heaven, which is there on Tin, lifts Bina, which is called Me. And this is the secret of the upper chariot, composed of the four directions of the world, namely the four Sephirot, Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, and Malchut, from the chest upward of Zeron Pin, that form a chariot to Bina, that is called Me. They are the primordial element that come all from that place which is called Me. Namely, they are its chariot, as we have learned. My commentary. Tonight, March 1st, which is when I wrote this commentary, in our question and answer session, this pasuk will help answer why we say Adonai Melech Adonai Malach, Adonai Yimloch, Leolam Vaed. We say this verse twice every day in the morning. And in the question and answer period session from March 1st, you will hear that discussion. And this pasuk also relates to that discussion. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we have a class at 10:30 in the morning. That class will be to discuss Shabbat HaKodesh, which is the Shabbat coming up. Then at Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will have mini Zohar classes at 4:30. 7 o'clock Monday, we will continue our preparation for Passover. And Tuesday at 7 o'clock, at Tikkuni Zohar. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, a question and answer series. Thursday will be Advanced Reincarnation at 4:30. And as we said earlier, the Parasha of Pekudei, 7 p.m., we will do a Zohar connection. Next Saturday at 6 o'clock, we will have Havdalah. And at 7 o'clock, we will do our first Zohar connection in the new energy of the next week. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Shavua Tov.
Shalom.